Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, Al in for Hugh. We were trying to figure out where Hugh Douglas is. Like, where is Waldo here? And joining us right now, as she does every Monday, is Rhea Hughes. Rhea's sit-in brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find the perfect mattress. Rhea, how are you?
Hello. This is, like, so weird, Al.
Yeah, I know. What
it's
are
like
you doing here?
Reunion show. This is
well,
great.
First of all, Al and I worked together for, like, 25 years, but we never sat in the same room together.
No.
Oh, wow.
I was always in the newsroom.
That makes it even weirder and better.
And I was never in this seat. I would listen over there.
Yeah, you'd be over there.
Listening. That was the operative word in that. He would be listening over there.
Always listening.
Yes.
That's good, though. You have to listen. You have to pay attention. How are you, Rhea?
I am outstanding. Although, that we just ran that return where the guy says, I love putting my earbuds in and mowing the lawn. Yeah. I could not mow the lawn while Matt Strom is pitching in the ninth inning. I would hurt myself.
Yes. Well, he got through it yesterday, though. Did you hear Al's analogy of the Phillies or like a car with a check engine light on it? We keep getting where we're supposed to go, but that engine's just blinking.
And I'm like you. With previous old cars, I knew something was wrong with them. I didn't need to know to find out how much it was going to cost
me. I'm just
going to
keep driving until it stops.
I would hope and pray.
Yep.
The only way I would do is it tire pressure. Then I take it somewhere.
Yeah, then you got to stop. All right, Rhea, where are you in the Phillies? We reached the All-Star break. They win yesterday, but obviously not a great road trip to the West. And they enter the break in first place in the National League East. Are they better than you thought? Worse than you thought? Like, where are they considering what your expectation was?
The pitching is a lot better than I thought it would be. But the rest of it, the hitting is kind of what I've expected. It's what we've seen in the... Unfortunately, what we've seen is what we've seen in the playoffs these past couple years. But I will tell you, I got really excited last night.
How come?
Not at the end of the Phillies game.
Oh, Gage Wood?
I did, because I'm just watching. None of us have seen any of these guys pitch, okay? Although I did see him pitch.
Because he threw the no-hitter.
He threw the no-hitter. And College World Series games really fit into my schedule. So just let me make that very clear since I wake up at 2 a.m. Alan, that's what you said. That's how women's softball got really big. It would be on in bars in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, and people watch it.
Yeah, and people watch it. So I'm just watching it. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I got the doo-doo, you know. And then they immediately begin speculating. Oh, this, you know, he could be, with the pitches he throws, he could be fast-tracked into the Phillies bullpen. And then I sat up and I went, okay, now I'm intrigued.
Because usually the baseball draft, it's like you hear the name and then like you just put it on the side for years.
Yeah, the hockey. You know that, Al. Great.
We'll see in 3 years. Yeah. Or if you don't get drafted by somebody else in between.
Exactly.
Like Chase Utley.
So, exactly. Yeah. So I got excited because I began to think of, Al, and you know this, Joe, how long have I been calling for Crawford?
Oh, for a long time. For months.
Because I'm pretty sure it can't be worse. I mean, that's all I'm thinking is, and why not give it a try? And I'm thinking, if they can fast track this kid with he's got, what they say, two really strong pitches, maybe he can add a third, maybe not. But to get the attitude of him.
He's made for this city.
He is 1,000%. You know, and I think the whole Alvarado thing, and I heard you with TK yesterday, Al, that it's kind of almost gone under the radar.
It's unbelievable what he did to this team.
What he did to them because he was in not just his pitching, Al, he was an energy guy.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think this team's a little lifeless.
They did away with the Gatorade and all that stuff. Yeah. They were fun.
Especially at the bullpen, there's no energy.
There's zero energy.
I mean, Romano
energy.
Comes out and he just looks like he's shell-shocked every time.
Well,
like,
I certainly am watching him.
Well, that inside the park home run made me feel shell-shocked when I saw that highlight.
I agree with you that Topper has, with the lineup, his bullpen managing in that game was atrocious.
Yeah.
That was.
Oh, you're talking about the Wednesday game in San Francisco, Tuesday game in San Francisco?
Yeah, that was atrocious.
I mean, Romano for six outs is an insane idea.
You have to be down on your knees praying he got the last two, and then, it should have been all different. But I agree for the most part, what he's done with this lineup and what Dave Dombrowski, we all knew about the outfield. They have one competent outfielder.
If your best outfielder by far is Castellanos, it's not very good.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean, competent.
So I found, Scott Lauber put this out last night. In the last 15 years, it's happened three times. Chris Sale in 2010, Brandon Finnegan 2014, he actually pitched in the World Series for the Royals, and then Garrett Crochet in 2020, all were first-round picks, starting pitchers, and then they got fast-tracked.
Like within 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
And I started to, try. I drove up from the shore at 1:45 this morning. It's me and all the drunks on the AC Expressway, which is always fun, always interesting. And so I was scenarios. It was like sugar plum fairies dancing in my head. I went, if this kid can give you something in the bullpen, then maybe you don't have to get two bullpen. Because, you know, the thing is, you need two bullpen arms and you need a right-handed bat.
Yeah, if he's one of the bullpen arms.
If he's one, okay, and you bring up Crawford and you see what you get. Like, maybe you don't have to sell everybody to get everything you need.
You could. I mean, and I just think the excitement level. Could you imagine a big September game against the Mets and he's coming out of the bullpen to face, like, Soto? It'd be
wild. Insane.
Or
it would be
Alonso.
Wild.
Well, who would you rather see, him or Alvarado, if he's eligible to come back?
You know, that question with Alvarado is going to be interesting because...
What good is it? I mean, well, but you need to get there, I guess that's
the whole thing, because I've gone back and forth on that, Al. Like, do you pitch him just to get the games won, and then you're just annoyed because you know you can't use him?
I'd put him on ice. I don't want him back. I mean, now I say this now and they need him, right? Yeah. Like, today they could use him. Well, but if they trade for a relief pitcher and this kid's about to come up, I might just say, Jose, go home for the year.
Yeah.
I mean, he let his team down. And then, Al, he didn't talk. Remember that day?
He's never talked.
He never spoke. No. He just disappeared when it happened.
It's unbelievable to me how it's under the radar still on what he... I mean, it's not an injury.
No.
Is it under the radar what he did? I mean, he took something he shouldn't have taken.
Yeah, but I mean, the reaction to it is
the Phillies try to downplay it. Like
the fact that they never forced him to speak. Fans don't usually downplay anything.
It's like, oh, well, you know, made a mistake. What?
Yeah, no, Al, I heard about it. I was literally shopping, hopped out of the car, came back in.
You guys were on.
Yeah, you and TK were on. Everything was good. I came back in, and I'm going, what happened? Yeah. What? I was in the store for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was, and I got a pit in my stomach, and I went, this isn't going to get fixed.
No.
Because it can't get fixed.
Well, and then every time, like a game, like the game where Romano gave up the home run inside the Parker.
Because it shouldn't be in there.
Right, that's Alvarado's inning.
Yeah. Anytime that happens, it's Alvarado's fault.
Absolutely. I mean, Topper should do that after the game. I'm sorry. If we had Jose, it'd be different.
Yeah.
Let's go to Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren? Darren, you with us, buddy? All right, put Darren back on hold. Darren, awesome. Alan is in Villanova. What's up, Alan?
Hey, got a great show going today.
Oh, thanks, Alan. What's up?
Let me think of, first of all, where's Hugh?
If you had to guess where Hugh Douglas
is. Isn't he? He's from Atlanta, right?
So he lived down there for a long time. Yeah, he goes back there often.
Originally from Ohio.
Yes.
He went back down there to see friends and catch the All-Star game.
Oh, imagine that. Maybe he'll be one of the kids in the outfield for the Home Run Derby tonight.
Shagging balls.
We figured out where Hugh is. He's shagging balls in Atlanta. All right. Al, what do you got?
Phillies. I agree with you that they need the bat. There is no home run threat at this point other than Schwarber. And you're right. I don't think Harper's going to be the home run threat that he used to be. But I can't stand this bullpen. And even Alvarado, I mean, he's the best one, and he's only coming back, but not for the postseason. And I know Strom got it done yesterday, but I agree with Reed. You cringe every time Strom, Kirkland, any of those guys come in. It's like waiting for the... something to go wrong. I think they need a closer. But now I think Boston's probably not going to move
Chapman.
You're probably not going to move Chapman. They run a 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, I would like Chapman too. Chapman's he's closed big games.
They traded Devers and they just took off.
I don't know how that's happened.
Me either, Al. It's crazy.
Well, they said it's because they went to the White House.
Well, they did.
You know, he has baggage with the abuse on him. People don't like that, but maybe they've forgotten about it. But he has been lights out. He seems to though have a problem in the big games. Even when the Cubs won the World Series, he almost blew it, and he did blow that. And he did blow up with the Yankees, but then they could say that's because Houston was cheating when Altuve took him deep.
Chapman's good. I mean, Chapman's been good for 15 years, and he still throws hard. I mean, Alan, if they'd be willing to trade him, I would take him. I don't know. I mean, that's the one thing, and Alan, we appreciate Al, with all the. With the extra wild cards, it's tough to tell which teams are really... Like, the Red Sox looked dead two weeks ago, and now they're alive.
They trade good players, and I don't understand.
It's ridiculous.
It is crazy. And unhappy players, guys that don't want to change position, and they somehow ran off this 10-game... What is the Phillies? Have they They had like one hot streak, right?
Nine
like
seven games. Or eight. Yeah. Wasn't it nine?
But since like...
Was that the Colorado when they were in Colorado in
Pittsburgh,
May?
Maybe.
Yeah, Pittsburgh sweep and then Colorado.
But have
yeah.
they put like three games together in a long time? I mean, really, when you
well,
look at it...
Well, they've lost two straight series.
It's been a long time since they've had four... Like, if you go to the playoffs, you bet... you're not going to... You can't count on win, lose, win, win.
No.
You got to you gotta get
right
hot.
About 500, I think, in the past 30 days.
No hot streaks, right?
So they had... I think, Rhea, you're right. They had a nine-game winning streak.
Way back.
Yeah.
From May 16th until May 24th. And then since the beginning of June, it's been...
Win-lose, win-lose,
yeah,
blues,
they had,
win.
They had a tough losing streak in Toronto and Pittsburgh. That's when Bryce went on the IL.
Then they rebounded.
Then they rebounded. But they've been a lot of like two wins, two losses, 1-1, like for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah, so those hopes of let's get hot... I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're not. Well, we were talking about this morning. Everybody was last year. They were so hot in the beginning of the season,
yeah.
right up until they went to London. And you'd save that for the end because you look. The Mets got hot last year.
Yep.
The year St. Louis beat the Phillies in 2011.
Yep.
I mean, Al, I remember we were screaming, "Do not let St. Louis in the playoffs."
And they let him in.
And they let him in.
Well,
they
wanted
had to get
the record.
Charlie's record.
I can't.
I'm not bitter or anything.
Yeah,
like
it doesn't sound like it all these years later. It doesn't sound like it. Rob Bedelko, what's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Rob.
Listen, watching this team, and I know you're going to hear it all day, it's like watching paint dry. It's like when we win, it's like I feel like we lose at the same time.
Like yesterday. I mean, yesterday, Rob, I was flying back, and I was watching the game on my phone, and then as soon as Strom gave up the walk the first guy in the ninth, I was like, here we go. They're going to lose this game. And they got out of it, and he, you know, it was a Marsh made the catch in the outfield.
No, but
it
he was, right. They scored on an error in the first inning, and then nothing until the eighth inning. Zero.
It's like left field. I mean, pretty boy in left field. Even our best hitter in the outfield is well and away, Joe.
Is pretty boy Kepler? Is he pretty boy? I never heard this one
he's
before.
Pretty boy.
Okay.
Yeah, like you look at him. Like I can look at him and say, yeah, he's a good looking guy. But yeah, you know, go be like Gabe Kapler and posing like, you know, all oiled up in a whatever, you know.
I didn't need that image today.
No,
but we're here
not
now.
On my bingo card for today.
Slather Vaseline on me.
No.
Listen, they're going to be playing that drop of the guy we drafted, Ruben Amaro, saying what he said. With that guy we drafted, that Gage Wood, you guys are going to probably play that drop for a million times.
What did he say?
So, no, I don't think there's a Ruben Amaro drop about Gage Wood. But have you ever heard the Ruben drop about...
Name.
Oh, Kyle will pull it up. It will work very well. You're right, Rob. It will work with Gage Wood. I'm not sure if it'll happen again live on the air, but we will find it here at WIP.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yep, now he has to Gage Wood.
That was the best part of the day watching that. I'm thinking of that drop laughing instead of watching this team, you know?
It's unfortunate for Ruben.
It's such a good drop, though.
It's classic. I mean, it's like it fits perfectly. Here's my thing. I wasn't willing to do this up until yesterday, and now we're at the All-Star break. Everybody in the minors is on the table for me, Joe.
Painter, too?
Everybody's on. Because you know what? This is it. I don't hear any talks about a Schwarber extension. Can you imagine... He's going to want more than what he should get because he's hot right now. Mm-hmm. He's having a great year.
Well, he may hit 50 years. Home runs. I mean, if he hits 50 home runs, he's going to ask. He could ask for $35 million a year in free
agency.
As
he should.
Yes, of course he should.
Yeah, you're right. Strike when the iron's hot, like they say. And he's probably going to want 4 years, and I don't want to give him 4 years. But that's probably what he's going to want.
Yeah, but could you imagine this offense without him? I mean, how do they score runs?
That's my point. Can you imagine, guys, without him in this lineup? So that's what I'm saying. This is it. This is it for me. This run with this, and even like, you know, the big crybaby at third base with no pop. I love Scott, but, you know, he can't hit. I want to have a beer and wings with Marsh, but I don't want him playing center field for me. You know, like,
I love Scott. He can't hit. I want to have beer and wings with the center fielder. He can't hit. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who I want, okay? And of course, I'm living in a fantasy world, but if I could have a wish and they say you can make any trade you want, I'm willing to give up Painter or anybody. And this guy's a major, major injury risk. But he's 5'2".
Buxton.
And he's having a great year. Give me Buxton and give me Duran. You know, that's what I want. Get them both for me. You know, maybe they can do it without Painter. Maybe they can give up Crawford. And, you know.
No, I think it's going to cost Painter. I mean, if you want a star center fielder and a star closer, they're going to say, we want your best prospect, Al. I can't imagine they make that deal without Andrew Painter.
No, I can't. And I can't imagine the other team makes that deal even with Painter.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's probably, you know, my fantasy pick. Injury.
Is that because of Painter?
Yeah. Painter's hadn't been great.
No, he is not.
Yeah, that, I mean, that has changed things. And Rob, if you had a guess, where's Hugh Douglas? Where is he today?
He's probably in the gentleman's club right now. He's probably popping.
It's a little early.
Yeah, it is a little early.
My God. You know,
we had a winery and a gentleman's club so far. Is the guess as to where Hugh is?
Well, I'd lean more towards the gentleman's club than the winery.
No, he's a wine guy now.
Oh, he is?
He's becoming one. Yeah, you don't buy it?
No, well, I mean, Joe, he was talking about bringing a tin gas station cup to the winery and asking them to fill it up for him.
Yeah, I mean... I told you, you could be a wine person, not a winery person.
Could you see working in a winery and have Hugh Douglas rolling in with a tin cup?
Whoa.
Do you do the whole tasting in the tin cup, or do you have to use one of those small little
wine
glasses?
He was talking about taking gulps.
Okay.
He's not tasting anything.
Yeah. I don't think he understands what he's getting himself
into. You need to schedule a remote from a winery.
Yeah.
And I need to be a guest that day, so I can watch.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
Go over to Jersey. There's plenty.
Oh, there's some great wineries. There's some great out in Delco I've been to. They're very cool.
He said, and I quote, he was looking to get banged up.
At the winery.
At the winery.
Yeah, this is why he's not yet a wine person.
I mean, send him to Vermeil's.
Yes. That's perfect.
There you go.
That's perfect. I like that. Mark and Chalfont's up. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you? You know what? First of all, I know where Hugh is. Hugh is passed out in a Bucky's bathroom stall.
You know, of all the guesses so far, this one feels the most appropriate.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Really just sounds horrible.
Yeah, I've been in the bathroom for an hour now waiting for him to come out. He hasn't. So, but
Mark's on remote looking for Hugh in a bathroom somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I think you missed the point on Gage Wood a little bit. You said you wanted him to be the best athlete. I think the other important thing is he's got to be a good fit, especially in Philadelphia. And that kid is a total fit for Philly. And
so, no, look, I like the pick. My only concern is, did they take him because they think he's going to have the best career or because he – like, sometimes you get in trouble when you draft for need now.
Could it be two things?
It could be.
Need now
and
the starter down the road because you could lose Ranger Suarez.
Now, to Rhea's point, and Mark, this is certainly possible. Chris Sale started this way.
Yeah.
The White Sox had a need in the moment, and then look what Chris Sale became.
And
a Hall
Garrett
of Famer.
Crochet.
And Garrett Crochet. Both guys look like, yeah, I mean, Sale's a Hall of Famer and Crochet's having a Hall of Fame kind of run now. He's young, but... Yeah, I mean, you could do both. I just hope they think it's both and not just like, hey, we need a relief pitcher. This guy could, you know, he could help us soon.
I think they were surprised he dropped that far.
Yeah, well, he had some
injury
issues.
He had shoulder issues. But,
and I think I heard Joe this morning say that his ERA was a little higher than you would anticipate.
Yeah,
for,
and I think that was from the early shoulder issues. But he doesn't have not a ton of innings on him this season.
Mark, I could see him being a fan favorite like within a month or two. Like if he comes up here and he's awesome with the personality we saw with that no-hitter, people are going to love him here. He's all energy. Yeah.
One other point. I love Stott. Love the guy to death, but he kind of needs a kick in the ass. And right now, I would put Sosa in full time and let Stott fill in. Sosa, when he's in regularly, is a hitting maniac. But when he comes in, when he's only playing 2 days a week, his batting average, I think, drops by about 60 points.
Well, and then you saw Saturday. I mean, he was the one that got the scoring going when Bohm came out of the game. Mark, I've always been a Stott person, but I agree it's time. Mark, we appreciate the phone call. Rhea, at some point, like, when is Stott going to hit? It's been years. Years.
I have a concern, and this is just because, I joke all the time that Bryce Harper is the assistant GM of this team, that the closeness there prevents them from doing anything drastic with him.
And they are close. I mean, like, very close.
Yeah. I mean, the families where they grew up, I just, and unfortunately that is a reality in certain workplaces. And, that's because it's just been so awful.
I mean, look at his numbers. If his name was not Bryson Stott, like if we didn't know he was a first round pick and at one point we thought he was going to be something, Al, you look at his numbers. He's hitting .234 with a .303 on base percentage. Like, that's not good enough to play every day.
No, it's not. Like I said, if they're thinking there was injury last year and he needs more time, but boy, it's been disappointing. I don't know if it's Harper. I guess it could be since he has a lot of input there, but there has to be eyes up there that just think that Stott's about to turn a corner. Mm. I don't see it.
He's in the wrong neighborhood.
Well, and
he's lost.
Where the team is too. Yeah. I mean, if their record hasn't been what it is to manage to kind of stay there, I think these changes would have already been made.
Yeah.
Do we think he's injured again? It's got to be the elbow thing again. He's been shaking it out. I don't know if you notice, but every now and again, when he's up to bat, he's stretching out the elbow.
Well,
and
he's
not hitting.
Well, but maybe have it go on the injured list then.
Well, I'm with you, but he was hitting early in the season.
He was, and I remember he was the leadoff hitter for
a
month.
And that worked out really well. I mean, we were apologizing to Topper and the morning show for continually suggesting that Stott be the leadoff guy.
We did apologize.
Like, that's where we were at one point.
You guys, like, demand, is it every day that you have to apologize
once
to someone?
We demand a lot of apologies.
Well, I think mostly because Hugh refused to apologize to anyone, so it's funny to us that he won't do it. So we go there. Yeah.
So do you apologize a lot at home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're married.
I'm very open with apologies. Yeah. Just let's move on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Hugh finds a way to spin it as everyone should apologize to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And no one will do that. No, so we just
not.
All just all clashing with each other. I mean, the Stott thing, it's been years. I mean, so 2 years ago was his best year, and he hit 280. Since then, Rhea, 245 and 234.
There's too many automatic outs in this lineup.
Yeah, we looked at it earlier. Sosa probably has the fifth best numbers on the team and only plays twice a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like, Al, he should get more at-bats. And, like, I know the trade deadline's coming, so that might change things. But as of now, I'm good with Sosa getting more at-bats.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things he can do. That's why I say the manager's been juggling all kinds of stuff going on here.
No, he has.
And if you know, and you have to, some of the juggling is because what you're told to do. And I got to think some of this is you're not messing with that. You're just not messing with that.
Like the front office still
believes. By the front office.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, someone better open their eyes because he's not hitting. I mean, he hasn't gotten on base in years here. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your calls on the Phillies here. Are they better or worse than you thought? And we have to get to the latest quarterback list. The new one is out. Where Jalen Hurts ranks, according to... And this one's different. This one's coaches, executives, people around the NFL. We'll get to that coming up right here on the Midday Show. Rhea, we appreciate you hopping
Always
in.
Love coming on, especially when Al's here.
This was great.
I'll be here next year.
We'll see him then. All right.
Next summer.
215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.